Hello, and welcome to the GladCast. Hi, I'm Natalie Kinsey with my luscious voice.
Hello, this is Hannah Lee. I'm in the middle of some mashed potato business, so I'm so glad to be here.
Me too. I am in a river. There's ice all around me. There's lots of polar bears.
Oh my god, I'm sewing with honey. I'm literally sewing with droplets of honey and my own menstrual blood. I'm gonna send you a picture right now. Hey, we're doing the GladCast. I'm so glad to be Hannah is the best person to be. What are we GladCasting on today, Natalie?
Oh, I'm just so delighted, and there's just so many polar bears. I would be frightened if I weren't me, but I'm me, so I'm just like, cool, I'm about to maybe die. Let's rock it. And we're going to do a
love that about you.
GladCast on the feeling of our dreams coming true. This is a season of gritting, of us painting these feelingscapes with our beautiful words and drawing those feelings out of our listeners and ourselves, because that's just the most fun. You wanna?
Truth. Natalie, you are such a wordsmith, girl.
Thank you. Woo! Yes.
Love that.
Dreamscape. La 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 lightning.
Let's dreamscape. It's like manscaping, but with your dream pubes. Oh, I always take things too far because I'm a man. Oh, sex jokes. I'm known for it. Oh my god, I love this prompt. Okay, so since I'm Hannah, I guess I start.
Yeah, yep, it's all you, Hannah.
And no one is weirded out by how much Hannah is referring to Hannah in third Hannah person, Hannah. man, I just realized how many H's my name has. Like, I'm a little freaked out by how many?
Mm-hmm. It's one of the first things I noticed about you was all those H's draped all over you.
And H's and N's and A's. I'm a palindrome of sex and mashed potatoes and honey. That's my palindrome.
Backwards and forwards.
Yeah, right. It's like a pile of mashed potatoes is kind of a palindrome. When it peaks in the middle, it's like, whoop, 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 whoop. Okay, dream come true energy. Here I go. It feels there's a huge amount of levity. Lascivious, luscious levity, because I'm so aware of how much, like, the universe is meeting me and that I'm actually good. There's no doubt, because I see these outer proofs that are so relaxing and so restorative to the pieces of me that can become anxious. And the anxious parts are the forgetting parts, or the parts that disconnect from source's wisdom. And so the levity is intoxicating. It's bubbles of, it's like, why not go into that? I don't have to do anything. I'm completely free. The universe has got me. My vibration is beautiful. These dreams are flooding in. I just get to be me. And so the levity has 1,000 permissions, and it's so fucking fun, dude.
Yes.
Oh man, that was a weird thing for Hannah to say. Go ahead, Natalie.
Well, I was just thinking, Hannah, how that really, I've seen you like in that vibe, like where you're really just riding that, letting it happen feeling. And I just feel so proud of you. Okay.
Thanks, Nat. Snap.
For M, I was feeling really activated about dreams come true when you kept talking about mashed potatoes, because it's a dream come true for me, for my friends to be reveling and celebrating and being delicious and delightful in their essential selves. And that shows me that I'm vibrating it that way about myself. And so it's really beautiful external confirmation that my dreams are coming true when my friends' dreams are coming true and they're covered in mashed potatoes.
And sexually. Yeah, I love that. I love that nuance of taking the feedback of your happy friends as a dream come true and a outer proof of as above, so below, of your inner realm that you have tended really well. I notice the opposite when I'm around fussy people, and I want my ego or my crazy head will want to be like, everyone else is just a jerk and I'm a happy little twinkle all by myself on Lonely Island of Twinkle.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
wait, you get that way, not, Hannah.
Hannah does get that way. She can be a little Lonely Island of Twinkle.
Who's actually not actually twinkly, is like a little grumpy butt, but blaming everyone else for being a grumpy butt.
Yeah, it's not my most attractive quality.
True.
I'm that's my juicy growth place. Hey, Natalie, you know how I forget the alphabet? What letter are we on?
You're on N, and I noticed that you used the word nuance, so I kind of thought you were going on the nuances there.
Oh. Okay, cool. I love the nuances of, I love that I have up to this point only met a dream, dream's essence. Mm-hmm. I've only met its vibratory truth and how it feels in my body system. Like a hug in the dark. And now the lights are on because the dream is in manifested form. And I'm feasting my eyes on the nuances of the dream. And it's more beautiful, more delectable. I just want to like take each one just a little bit and savor it and breathe it and inhale in its wild, intoxicating, deep, expanding nature. And the more I focus on it, the more it unfolds. It's like I see that I can have a little bit of a dream, or I can be available to its fullest unfurling. And that delicious revelry in the nuances is where that unlocks for me.
I love that.
Thanks for keeping me on track, Natalie. You're so brilliant. You've got a mind like a steel trap, girl. Oh, it's all those curls.
I do. Freight train of love. I keep thinking of this dreams coming true feeling of being in my new office space, and I'm in this like shared art space building, and somebody was out in the Great Hall, a dear longtime friend of mine who's singing opera and was just fucking going for it, and was not doing opera in kind of like a silly way or like a, oh, like I'm just being silly for a moment. She was like singing opera and like nailing these notes, and there was this feeling of us both being really present and full in our crafts and sharing space in this way where our like buzzing edges could feel each other, but we were just like, that was, I think, holding us both deeper into our own presence with our passionate projects. And that was a dream come true for sure.
Our buzzing edges could feel each other. Okay, so presence is P.
Yes.
The quality, like the fact that you could just say that brilliant sentence, Natalie Marie. God, you're such a genius.
Thank you.
Get over. You seem more genius than usual today, Natalie.
I'm dripping genius with my polar bears.
But the technicolor hue, that sense of enormous vibrance, and also you being up to speed when you're aware of dreams coming true and you have that release of anxiety or worry and you're just like, oh my freaking girl, this shit is happening, and it's happening, and I am happening, I am the happening, I'm with it, and there's no fear and there's no worry that it's going to stop, and you're just completely like fucking fat face free-falled into it. There's this extraordinary ginormity of feeling and presence and receptivity that is astonishing. I mean, it is astonishing, and it's the thing that you can't remember when you're out of alignment. You can't remember what it feels like to be so on, in, full, and tuned in. You know, you can't remember the what a rainbow really smells and feels like when you're in the dark. It's really difficult. And so that's part of our intentionality around this podcast, was to kind of hold a remembrance of what a rainbow smells and feels like. Because sometimes when you're in the dark, that remembrance can be everything. Mm. So, rainbow bitches.
Yes, present with the rainbow. I feel like you just like went PQR on me, so I'm going to go ahead to S.
Yeah, skipped ahead.
For some reason, the first thing that comes to mind is Snape, but Snape doesn't really feel like my dream's coming true.
For some ladies, he was, for sure.
For sure. I think of sunlight and the quality of light that, to me, just makes me feel so, like kind of like I'm in a cinematic scene, and the light is just like, oh, like it's golden and glowing, or it's like luminescent and so bright and bringing out this like pale yellow on the side of this building. It's kind of like being present with that rainbow feeling in the quality of just noticing what's around me and how incredibly beautiful it is.
So let's end on T, and T is for take it in. This is advice. Listeners, Hannah loves to get advice. She's such a fucking soliloquist. Is that if you want a shortcut hack to have the best day you've ever had, follow this rampage into yourself and let it emanate from you without any expectation about how it's going to come. And just know that it's your truth. That dream come true feels is the beginning of your real life. It's where it intersects. And so you can just take it into you and let your body breathe it, sweat it, be it in your now, and just be activated by this feeling of total okayness and allowing, and so proud of your past self and proud of your own self and feeling really vibrantly balanced in the creative dance of life, where you're good at focus and you're often deeply with your joy and you're grateful, your heart is soft with gratitude, and your dreams are just flowing through you and you're out of the way of fighting them. And just so if you want a little bit of a hack, our invitation is for you to sort of like take this in and then go hum with it in your day. Go join someone and say, hey, you want to rampage on dream come true energy and just like get weird with it?
Yeah.
Would you like to?
It's like how Abraham Hicks talks about how you don't want like all the pizzas you're ever going to eat right now. You're getting one perfect slice at a moment of your dreams coming true. And just kind of get to look around and notice what are all the dreams that are coming true right now.
Yeah, in a micro way, in a large way. Natalie and I were just rampaging before we started recording this about how we've wanted to make positive films for a long time, films about consciousness, films that sort of wooed you to the light side, using that art form for a really high impact joy, hot air balloon rides. And we've been making them recently. And before, I was just celebrating like a couple months ago, I was felt really overwhelmed with all the content and ideas. And I was just out of sync with allowing it to be easy. And I just made a film before we recorded this. And it's beautiful. It's lovely. And we were just savoring having found the energy of ease and being a really successful creative portal. And the way I feel right now is how I gridded, how I dreamed I could feel. And then the universe worked out all the details of the tools and the shots and the microphones and all the pieces that needed to come into being happened. So yeah, may you. And also the last piece, I think, is that right now, as you're finding the energy of a dream come true, is a dream come true. For you to be this clear, it is a manifestation. To just be able to use your imagination to become it. Because right now you are becoming the thing that you really are. And so that's a delicious and not to be hopped over proof and deep, deep point of revelry that we invite you into.
Just as you said, you're becoming what you are. I noticed this tiny little caterpillar on the other side of my window that is hanging by a little thread and raveling itself around.
May you sail into your day in the most delicious to you kind of way.
Listeners, you have been kissed square on those beautiful lips by the GladCast.